Welcome to the CRM Migration Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to move a company from one CRM to another, HubSpot to Salesforce, Salesforce to HubSpot, or merging two orgs after an acquisition. And this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. Here's the one thing to internalize first. Of every project we run, this one has the highest blast radius. Get it right and nobody notices. Get it wrong and you can take down a customer's business. So we run it in 4 phases: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain, and we do not rush any of them. Here's the big idea. A migration almost never fails on the mechanics of moving data. It fails on what you didn't discover in the blueprint. On our MediaFly engagement, nearly every fire traced back to something scoping never found, an integrated tool everyone assumed would just reconnect, a specialized system nobody on the team had ever built, an entire function of the business that was never in scope. In 1 month, we logged 400 hours on a project we had priced at 100. That gap is what a thin blueprint costs. So the whole game is up front. Scope everything. And surprise no one at cutover. Phase 1, blueprint, is where this project is won or lost. 3 moves. First, inventory every integrated tool and treat each as its own mini project. Every vendor will tell you the reconnect is easy. Gainsight, HubSpot, Apollo all said a couple hours, and every one of them took weeks. Get to someone technical on their side, not the account rep. Second, flag what needs a specialist. CPQ is the classic trap. It builds your, quote, objects, price rules, approvals, and apex, and none of that exists in the new org. Never let a generalist scope it. Third, scope every function, not just sales and marketing. Finance for RevRec, the data team, and especially product. On MediaFly, product licensing lived in the old instance. If we had lost access the day they told us, their customers would have lost the tool. That is exactly what the blueprint exists to catch. And expect to run a GTM lifecycle project inside the migration, because lead stages, scoring, and definitions almost always need rebuilding. Phase 2, build. The discipline here is verification. The field-by-field audit is a hard gate. Every field, its type, and its true equivalent in the other system, including relationships and roll-ups. Make that mapping a data deliverable. Nothing moves forward until it is QCD. This is where the last vendor broke a customer's RevRec. They pushed formula fields in as plain currency fields, so the logic silently died. Know the tooling's limits, too. Claude builds formula fields well, but cannot build roll-up fields, and backfilled data will look perfect while every net new record quietly fails. Sequence the objects. Accounts first, then contacts and leads, then opportunities, then custom objects, with automations layered along the way, and everything kept off page layouts until you deploy. And don't push everything through the API until you run out of credits mid-cutover. Use change sets and the data loader. Phase 3 enable is a phased rollout. Stakeholders and vertical owners go in first to confirm the business logic, then a pilot group of reps. Reps come in last, and they are never your QA testers. Sending reps to build quotes before the products and mappings exist is exactly how it goes wrong. Give every component its own QA checklist, one for CPQ, one per automation, one per tool connection, and hand the client a specific double checklist so the responsibility is shared. Then run cutover like a blackout. Friday at 2 p.m., one engineer per one or two tools watching for errors, third-party apps repointed as the very last step. Pre-brief the team the Wednesday before and hold office hours Monday and the following Friday. Phase 4, maintain. You will find broken things after cutover, so bake the fix time in from the start. Frame your timeline post-blueprint, because the blueprint is the part you cannot control. A clean one runs roughly 30 days to build and move, 1 to 2 weeks of pilot and QA, and a couple more weeks of fixes. Call it 2 months, and don't promise shorter. Size the extras separately. CPQ, RevRec, attribution, and roughly 10 hours per tool on top of the base. The lesson underneath all of it, smoothness is decided at setup. If you are rushing at the end, the blueprint was thin. Last thing, know your direction. Going to HubSpot, expect to lose ground. CPQ is weak, Custom objects and the workflow code node are license gated, formula fields and reporting are more limited, and you will rebuild the go-to-market motions. Going to Salesforce, you gain flexibility but inherit HubSpot's sync, inclusion list, and duplicate mess on Connect. Merging two orgs? You are reconciling two of everything, including customers who are churned in one and active in the other. Whatever the direction, the method is the same. Open the repo, read the agent's file, run the checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.